These things need to be built up within the folds of people's hearts, so that one day they bear fruit, so that a person knows exactly what he is doing, and also why he is doing it. There is much we do not know. As I have heard from many people, this is something I had never heard before. That other thing, no one had ever told us. There are many things that come to the surface in the course of what we are saying. It is a general objection, even though I have already discussed it in connection with other subjects on these evenings. Some people are troubled, asking where the clergy draw the right, as we say, to meddle in people's sins. And as for why only the clergy and no one else, I gave examples. I said that it was to them that he gave the right. To them he gave the authority. Upon them the Holy Spirit was received. We would not have this question at all if we paid attention to how God acts. Allow me, then, to mention this as something supplementary. In the Old Testament, specifically in the 13th and 14th chapters of Leviticus, there is a strange commandment. God calls the clergy and, like a second Hippocrates, teaches the clergy how they are to assess leprosy. All other illnesses belong to the doctors. The Lord created the physician, for indeed there is need of him. So it is written in the 38th chapter of the Wisdom of Sirach, the Lord created medicines out of the earth, and there is need of them. But is leprosy not an illness? Yes, it is an illness. Then why should the doctors have no say in it, while the clergy, the priests, do have a say? Because this is how I want it, says God. It is a fascinating thing. He sets leprosy apart from the other diseases, and concerning leprosy, it is the clergy who will have the say. They are the ones who will examine the scar. They are the ones who will look at the color. They will look at the hair. They will look at the depth, and accordingly they will permit free contact with others, or else no free contact. They would gather them outside the area where people lived. Remember where Christ, our Lord, found the lepers. He found them outside in the fields. There he healed them. And he sent them to present themselves to the clergy. Go, show yourselves to the priests. They are the ones who will give you the certificate that you are free to be among others again. Here, of course, there is another lesson. It is the lesson that corrects the Protestants and some among us who do not know, though they are unwilling to hear it. For they say that whatever I have, I will tell it to God. So why should I go to him? Is Christ not everywhere present? Does he not forgive sins? Why should I go to the priest? Was Christ not there? Was that not God, the very one who established the clergy, who established the law? And so he says, you will go to the clergyman to present yourself, and he will give you the certificate that you are free to be among others again, so that you may return to your home. But these people pick out whatever supports their own belief and reject the rest that simply will not do. So he gives, I say, a commandment to the clergy to have the say concerning leprosy. Someone will ask, my friend, what is leprosy? Leprosy is a type of sin. Perhaps you are hearing this for the first time, but that is how it is. Allow me to reveal to you certain episodes from which you yourselves will see that leprosy is a type of sin, and that sin is something only the clergy are given to administer. No one else has any say over sin. Not even Christ himself forgives sins directly apart from them. As I was saying, there are some who say, I will tell it to the icon. And what will the icon tell you? When you are sick, do you tell it to a photograph of the doctor? No, you do not. You go to the doctor, you undress before the doctor. You reveal yourself to the doctor. The doctor examines you. He writes a prescription. You will follow it. And then we will see whether you get well. So then leprosy is a type of sin. Let me take you through it. When God tells Moses to go and take the people of Israel out of the hands of Pharaoh to lead them across to the promised land, Moses did not go. Moses did not go with the excuse that he was slow of speech. He thought it was a matter of cleverness. to outmaneuver Pharaoh, as we were saying, to take 600,000 people away from him, that is 1,200,000 working hands, and Pharaoh would never allow it. And he suffered so many plagues, as you know, it would take real cleverness. He would need to know how to handle him through speech. But Moses was slow of tongue. He needed half an hour to get a few words out, stammering and struggling. "Where am I to go?" he says. "I'm not going." "Why won't you go?" "But I am the way I am." And the Lord says to him, "Tell me, who made the tongues, who fashions the tongues?" He says, "You did. And don't I know that you are slow of speech?" "Put your hand here into your bosom," he tells him. "Into your bosom." So Moses puts his hand into his bosom. "Now take it out," he says. He takes it out. He was terrified. Snow white, leprous, the hand of Moses. So he stared at it. "Put it back in again," he tells him. He puts it in. "Take it out again." He takes it out, clean. "You are a leper. You are a sinner. You think you will do the work. But I will do it. I want you only as an instrument." He thought that he himself would manage it. "You are a sinful man. Don't you see? It turns leprous in your bosom." Who among us believes that he is a sinner? Who believes that he is a leper, if not in body, then in soul? We do not believe it. You see clearly the figure of sin. It is leprosy. In this gesture and in these exchanges of Moses with God. Further on, I take you to another passage. Moses has a sister, Mary Miriam, and he has a brother, Aaron the high priest. Moses got married, and Aaron was not struck with leprosy. They had spoken against him together, so why was Aaron not made leprous? He is a high priest. The priesthood was not made leprous. The priesthood does not sin. George sins, but Father George does not sin, and he tells you whatever you like. Demetrio sins, but Father Demetrios does not sin. He is an angel when he puts on his vestments and puts on the stole and says, "Blessed is he." So she was snow white, and when she saw it and saw herself snow white, they swallowed their tongues, as the saying goes. They ran to Moses. They understood why they had been punished, because they had accused the wife of Moses. They had slandered her with their tongues, as we put it. Which is something that happens to us as well. Do not be fooled that we have no leprosy on the outside. We have it within from such things we have said, from the things we have accused others of, from poking our noses into one situation and another, into people's affairs, and we are snow white within with leprosy, unless we repent and confess these sins of ours and this guilt of ours. They hurry to Moses, they point to Miriam. They beg him to pray to God to cleanse Miriam, and in the wisdom of his heart he forgave this and prayed to God that Miriam be cleansed. But Miriam was not cleansed. Indeed, God said that he would impose a penance. For 1 week she would remain outside the camp, outside the town, the village, the city, out in the fields, and Miriam stayed outside for 1 week. She fulfilled her penance, as we say. And then she was cleansed and returned. Two cases. Sin having leprosy as its figure. A third case. We are in the days when the prophet Elisha is there on the banks of the Jordan. A Syrian general goes there, Naaman, a leper. He had learned from a little Hebrew girl, whom they had taken captive, that in her homeland there is one who can heal even leprosy. The whole affair runs roughly like this. The general was a general in Syria. To be a general means great glory. The scripture puts it nicely in parenthesis, but a leper. You may have stripes on the outside. You may have glory on the outside. They may bow down before you and stand at attention. But if you are a leper, and now not on the outside, but within, in the soul, things are not good for you. He had carried out some campaign, and among the captives he took, they captured a little Hebrew girl, whom this lord, the general, took into service in his house. The child, of course, grieved at being a captive, but for a moment Grace whispered, "I will be in a general's house. I will have a good life." But when she arrived there, she saw that she had been mistaken. In that house, there was no happiness, because the general was a leper. She saw that when noon came, the wife did not kiss him. The child did not kiss its father. And when they came to the table, they sat 2 meters from one another. One ate from his own dish. The other drank from his own. All happiness gone because of the leprosy, just as happens today in homes, because of sin, of which leprosy is the figure. There is money. Each of them eats with 200 jaws and could devour whole cities. But they would rather have had 1 hour of sweet life and sweet bread than all the things they possess. And why? Because they are far from God, they are lepers in the soul. When the little girl saw this misery in the house, at a moment when the master was away, she turned and said to the mistress, "Ah, if only my master were in my homeland, what it would be, my child! There is one there who would heal him." When noon came, there is Naaman's wife telling her husband what the little Hebrew girl had said. "Why don't you go to the king to give you some letter to take there, in case something comes of it?" Indeed, he went to his king. Israel was nothing compared to Syria. He took letters and other recommendations to the king. He took servants, took a chariot, mounted up, and set off for Palestine. He arrived there and delivers this correspondence he had from his king to the king there. The king opens it and sees inside. "The man I have sent you, the leper, heal him, I await him." "Am I God," he says, "to do this? This man is picking a quarrel. We will have war." They were thrown into turmoil. The staff was alarmed, and word began to spread outside that, "So and so, we will have war. The Syrians will strike us because they have put us in such a difficult position." The news reached Elisha at the Jordan, and Elisha sent word and says, "Send him here," he says, "this lord, and do not be alarmed. We will not have war." Indeed, they directed him there, and he set out in his chariot, being a general proud, and so on. They arrived outside the hermitage by the Jordan. They're at Elisha's place, and Elisha did not stir at all from inside. He had a young attendant named Gehazi, a disciple. "Go outside," he says, "and tell this lord to go down here to the river, the Jordan, and immerse himself 7 times, and he will be made well." Indeed, the boy went and tells him so and so, and, well, who has ever seen God and not been afraid? Untranslated, paragraph ID 40, Twin Nu, Alpha Twin Nu, Alpha Twin Twin Sigma, Epsilon Tau, Omicron 20, Pi Omicron Epsilon, Delta Epsilon Omicron 22 Sigma Tau, Eta Nu Psi Mu, Mu Omicron Epsilon, Tau Omicron Nu Sepa Alpha Iota, Tau Omicron Nu Zi, Nu Alpha Tu Thetu Nu Alpha Tu, Nu Alpha Tuti, Fen Twine Pi Omicron Upsilon Theta, Alpha Delta Omega Thune Twin 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 Thi Sigma, Epsilon Tu Tau Omicron Upsilon, P Omicron Upsilon Theta Alpha Beta, Gamma Alpha Iota Nu Epsilon, Sum Twin Nu alpha, tau omi, tau omicron, upsilon. Tuven nu alpha, tuven nu alpha, tuven tau omicron. Tau omicron, tau omicron, upsilon. Tau atawa nu, mu omicron, upsilon. Mu omicron, upsilon, twin nu, alpha, tu nu, alpha, tu t, tau. Tau tu nu, alpha, tu t, tau omicron, tu. Untranslated, paragraph ED. 41, Tauban Mu Epsilon, Tau Eta, Tau Omicron, Upsilon, Sigma Tau Omicron, Taufin Tauban Tauban, Tau Omicron Tiban, Tau Eta Weta, Pi Omicron Upsilon, Sigma Twin Twin Pi Omicron Upsilon Twin Twin Kappa Alpha Iota Twin 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 Tuf, Kappa Alpha Iota Tuf, Tau Omicron Upsilon Twin Tuf, Sigma Tau Alpha Apa Iota Tau. Omicron Upsilon Twin Twin. Mi Omicron Upsilon. Phoebe Omicron Upsilon. Finu Alpha Sigma Omicron. Upsilon Pi Omega. Untranslated, paragraph ID 42. Alpha Nu Sigma Omicron Upsilon Twin Di D Delta. Epsilon Theta Alpha Tau. Omicron Togandama Iota. Tau, Eta, Nu, with the Sigma, Omicron, Upsilon, Phi Omicron Upsilon Delta Epsilon. Nu Sigma Omicron Upsilon. Thuffin Twin 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 Toy. Tau Eta Nu. Gamma Iota. Alpha Nu Alpha Nu Alpha Nu. Kappa Alpha Iota Thed. Pi Omicron Upsilon Twin Delta. Epsilon Nu Nu Alpha. Twin 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 2D. Pi Omicron. Upsilon Sigma, Omicron Upsilon Twin 2, Theta Alpha Phi 2, Tine Twin Nu Alpha Mu Eta Nu, Nu Alpha Tui Epsilon, Nu Tau Omega Du Omicron, Upsilon, Mu Epsilon Tau Eta, Mu Omicron, Upsilon Nu Alpha Twin, Twin 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 Twin. Epsilon nu tau omega ta to vi. Mu epsilon tau eta ta fa nu. Delta epsilon nu. Tavu. Tavo to. Tava tazbai. Tava tizatawai. Delta epsilon nu seti nu alpha tetin tau. Tau omicron. Upsilon tu sigma. Omicron upsilon. Sigma Epsilon Tu Sita Tu Deptin Tau Omicron. Tau Omicron. Delta Epsilon Nu Tau Omicron Tau. Tau Omicron Twin Tin Tau. Nu Alpha Titau. Tau Alpha Titin Nu Alpha Tis Tau. Tau Alpha Tit Tau. Omicron Twin Tin Delta Epsilon Nu Nu Alpha Tin. Untranslated paragraph ID 43. Kappa Alpha Iota. Tau Omicron Thufin Kappa Alpha Iota Thu Kappa Alpha Iota. Kappa Alpha Iota Tau Tau Omicron Thufin Thonsin Font. Thufin Sh. Tau Omicron Nu Psi Kappa Alpha Iota. Tau Omicron Nu. Nu Phi the Thibe. Kappa Alpha Iota Theta. Eta Atta Theka Thigma Tau Omicron Phi De Kappa Alpha Iota Twin Twin Delta Epsilon Nu We Epsilon Nu Tau Omega Tau Omicron Epsilon Upsilon Twin 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 Untranslated Paragraph ID 44 Delta Epsilon Nu Sethi Tau Omicron Tau Omicron Tau Omicron Ton Thine, Tau Omicron Ton Ton, Seti Tappa Alpha Iota, Tapid Tod Toja La 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 Nibizad, Seti Dorlap, Tai Tai Tumbai Omicron Ton Ton Tai, Delta Epsilon, Nu Ta Yu. Untranslated paragraph, ID 45. Then Ton Ton Tivai Tau. Theta Alpha Beta Gamma Epsilon Iota Eta Thigma Omicron Upsilon Tun Tau Eta Thikwan Tau Omicron Thun Tau Eta the Tau Eta Delta Epsilon Nusa Tau Omicron Tu Tau Eta Tu Tau Tu Pi Omicron Upsilon Tugma Tau Omicron Tuta Tau Ata Tuta Tufa Tavit Tuta D Mu Epsilon Tau Alpha 7 Twenta Theta Alpha Tun Tunu Alpha 2 Kappa Alpha Iota Theta Alpha Beta Gamma Epsilon Iota Eta Thun Tun 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 Tu Theta Alpha 2 Wine Kappa Alpha Iota Fu Tu Theta Alpha Sun Mine Penu Alpha Tau Alpha Ta Sigma Epsilon T, Epsilon T, Tappa Au Tau, Sigma Tau, Omicron Upsilon, Sigma Tau, Omicron Upsilon, Te Tau, Eta, Te, Tappa, Alpha, Iota, Thi Tau, Omicron Nu Phi Tappa Alpha Iota, Sigma Tau, Omicron Twin Tu Tu Thapa, Kappa Alpha Iota, Nu alpha tu than tu that tu that tu the deba tu that tu the tu that tu deva wand find vi vi dush tau eta nu sawan ti kappa alpha iota tau omicron tau omicron upsilon eta sev. Untranslated paragraph ID 46. Delta epsilon nu zeti alpha nu zeti delta epsilon iota feti theta ta. Tau iota taui tau. Tau iota tauumi tau omicron. Upsilon nu fet. Tau iota tan tine tine tan tan. Sigma alpha nu phantom tan tan tau. Tau iota. Tau iota tam. Tete tete nu. Tete nu tete nu te nu. Tepi omicron. Upsilon tete nu tete nu. Tepe te nu ti pi omicron upsilon ti sigma tau omicron ti te. Untranslated paragraph ID 47. 7 tavin omicron iota tau omega nu thi pp. Pi omicron upsilon tau alpha thi tau omicron upsilon tauan. Tau omicron upsilon thi te. Tai twine tau omicron twine twine tapa. Alpha iota tau omicron twan tau. Tau iota twin twin tau. Tau omicron twan tapa. Iota twan tu iota. Untranslated paragraph ID 48. Omicron thuban thuban sigma tau eta nu kappa alpha iota. Sigma tau eta nu. Thuban tophi denta eta atta furtan. Tapa alpha iota tunta tau eta nu sufi. Pi omicron upsilon tunti omicron tepa alpha iota tumfi. Omicron tufi. Omicron tufi te taufa. Awi. Kap. Untranslated paragraph ID 49. Sambine tinde kappa alpha iota delta epsilon nu. Nu siga ta eta nu, sigma ta eta nu, sigma ta eta nu, sigma ta eta nu, sigma ta eta nu phi epsilon nu si, toi minor, kappa alpha iota thu tepa, kappa alpha iota, tipa alpha iota, nu alpha beta rho, epsilon iota, tau omicron nu, nu alpha tau, omicron upsilon ten tau, tau alpha ten ti, omicron tun delta, epsilon nu centi. Delta epsilon nu tun tau, tau omicron tu tau, omicron tau, tau omicron upsilon, nu alpha tau omicron nu, delta omega thon da, nu alpha thine thon to pi, pi omicron, upsilon, thon dine, thine dine. Omicron, thon me. Delta epsilon, nu tau. Tau omicron, nu hu, tau omicron, upsilon. Nu alpha, tau omicron, nu epsilon. Upsilon, chi, tu, thou, and tai, nu alpha, tau. Alpha, tau, alpha, sigma, tau, tau, eta, nu hu. Tau omicron, upsilon. Sigma tau eta nu alpha tau alpha tu tu nu alpha tu nu sigma epsilon tu ni tau omicron tau omicron tau omicron tappa alpha iota nu alpha tu nu alpha tu sigma tau omicron tu ni tau omicron upsilon tu ni nu alpha thigma epsilon tuanda gamma eta pi omicron upsilon tuanda then chu alpha delta epsilon nu alpha thi tuan nu alpha thi omicron duta delta epsilon nu tau alpha twin 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 tappa alpha iota a twin twin tau tau omicron upsilon kappa alpha iota mu epsilon tau omicron tuas tau omicron upsilon in u alpha fu. Untranslated paragraph ID 50, omicron 20, fanti vin twin twin fanti. Sigma omicron upsilon 20, delta epsilon nu tau, alpha 2, Delta Epsilon Nu Huan Nu Alpha Twin 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 Fuent Nu Alpha Mu Eta Nu Tau Alpha Twin Delta Epsilon Nu Tau Omicron Upsilon Twin 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 Kappa Alpha Iota Twin Tutuan Tau Omicron Nu Sit Twin 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 Omicron Twin 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 Tau Iota Ton 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 Epsilon Ton Ton Nu Alpha Tu Nu Alpha Ton Ton Tau Tau Omega Nu Tau Eta Nu Kappa Alpha Iota Gamma Upsilon Tappa Alpha Iota Twin 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 Nu Alpha Twin Tu Sigma Tau Omicron Twin Tua Tau Omicron Nu Fuan Twin Twin Tau Omicron Nu Fuan Twin 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 Pi Omicron Upsilon Tau Omicron Upsilon Twin Twi Delta Epsilon Nu Sound Tu Twin Tu Twin Tima Iota Tu Tin Tau Omicron Upsilon Tu Nu Alpha Tu T T P T T Alpha Iota Nu Alpha T T Kappa Alpha Iota Nu Alpha Twin Kappa Alpha Iota Nu Alpha Twin 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 Kappa Alpha Iota Nu Alpha Twin Twin E T A Tau Omicron Upsilon Tau Omicron Upsilon Two and Two Sigma Omicron Upsilon Tau Omicron Upsilon Two Tau Omicron Ten Tau Omicron Two Mu Omicron Upsilon Tau Omicron Two Kappa Alpha Iota T Alpha Pi Tau Eta Nu Su Tau Alpha Two Untranslated Paragraph ID 52 Tau Omicron Twin Twin Two Disa Delta Epsilon Nu Nu Tau Omicron Two Tau Omicron Two Kappa Alpha Iota Omicron Twin Two Twin Two Say Two Tavan Twin Two Salvan Two Twin Sigma Tau Omicron Nu Fun Twin 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 Kappa Alpha Iota Kappa Alpha Iota Tau Eta Tau Eta Tau Omega Nu Phi Kappa Alpha Iota Gamma Iota Alpha Twin 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 Kappa Alpha Iota Gamma Iota Alpha Twin 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 Kappa Alpha Iota Twin 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 Tau Eta Sigma Tau Eta Twin 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 Tau Iota Mu Omicron Delta Epsilon Nu Feta Tau Omicron Delta Epsilon Nu Satavan Tau Tau Omicron Upsilon Tadri Fadi Omicron Tappa Alpha Iota Kappa Alpha Iota Fati Untranslated Paragraph Eden 53 Kappa Alpha Iota Tu and Tu Than Tu The Dun Tu The Dun Tu Thy Omicron Upsilon To the to the pi omicron. Upsilon to the dumicron to that t dati. Untranslated. Paragraph ED 54. Salva nu alpha theti. Nu alpha theti d sigma. Tau omicron tau omicron tau omicron. Tau omicron tau omega nu theta alpha theta tau eta nu tau. Tau omicron nu. The two sita, the two cd, didimi detail. P de cd, omicron upsilon. Tu eta nu t, tau omicron upsilon. Tau omicron tu and nu alpha iota, mu epsilon nu, tu a tu a tappa alpha iota, tau eta nu, tau omicron upsilon, tappa alpha iota. Untranslated paragraph ID 55. Mu iota alpha 20 tau omicron upsilon 22 phi epsilon tau ati tau 20 theta alpha twin tondrin tau ati tau gamma iota tau atau alpha tt. Untranslated paragraph ED 56. Mu omicron upsilon 20 gamma iota alpha tau omicron twin tau. tau omicron twen tappa alpha iota. Tau omicron 20, theta alpha thin nu alpha thin to delta epsilon nu fin to nu gamma iota alpha to delta epsilon nu mu omicron epsilon 2d 2t delta epsilon nu so to twi nu alpha to tau 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 et nu alpha 2 sigma tau omicron tru tu d. Untranslated paragraph ID 57. Theta alpha tun tun nu alpha tau omicron tappa alpha iota tau omicron tun tu kappa alpha iota nu alpha iota tun nu iota alpha tun tun eta tun 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 tu kappa alpha iota tun da gamma iota alpha tun tun dun da. Untranslated paragraph ID 58. Omicron iota, PP omicron upsilon, siflin, mu iota alpha thiffin, tau omicron thiffin, thivid, mu iota alpha thivid, sigma tau alpha thivin, nu alpha tau, alpha tui mu epsilon, tau omicron nu futhi, nu alpha tuthi, P epsilon, eight otta nu alpha thy, kappa alpha iota the to the, tappa alpha iota to thy, delta epsilon nu so tau iota, theta alpha tau toi, tau foe toin. Untranslated paragraph ID 59, tu phi 20 pi omicron upsilon, 20 pi omicron upsilon, tappa alpha iota, tau omicron, upsilon, 20 t pi omicron, upsilon. Tau omi tau omicron, upsilon, 20 tau. Delta epsilon nu cis cis tenu alpha tis ti kappa alpha iota. Delta epsilon nu c gamma iota alpha nu alpha tenu fis cis ti tenu cis in du shi ten chi sid u t chem t. Delta epsilon nu. Delta epsilon nu theta, alpha tui tui nu alpha twin ta. Tau eta, kappa alpha, iota tau eta nu delta. Epsilon nu fuin nu twin nu. Tappa alpha iota twin nu. Win nu iota alpha twin nu. Fine twine twine, theta alpha thanma, mu epsilon, tau omicron nu father. Tau omicron upsilon, kappa alpha, iota theta alpha, thanti. But for someone who lives the Christian life, and every time, every Sunday that he finds himself in his church, ought by rule to come forward and receive Holy Communion, there is no room for you to lay extra fasts on him. To tell him to fast on Saturday, Saturday is not a fast day. Every Saturday is released from the fast, except Great Saturday. At most, you might have him abstain from meat and from fish, but he will still eat a dish cooked with oil, because Saturday is not fasted. There is even a canon by which a layman is excommunicated and a cleric is deposed if he fasts on Saturday and on Sunday. So that is something that can again be handled through this same procedure, but where I want to dwell is on the bodily fast, the fast of the flesh, which people, without paying attention, reach Holy Communion without keeping, without fasting from the flesh. How much there ought to be, since there is a fast from foods, a bodily fast as well, a fast of the flesh. And because in this it is not observed, not only among married couples, but also among those outside, among the young men. And, I don't know, among the young women. And it is a sad thing, because it is heard from many that carnal union is something natural. So what? And therefore it has no bonds, no prohibitions. That is wrong. God, who made the married couple, gave no such rights. In everything there are limits. Because we are dealing with a human being after the fall, before the first fall it says, all things are permitted. After the fall, all things are permitted, but not all things are beneficial. We have to make a distinction. You cannot. Since Wednesday is a day of mourning and Friday, likewise tell me that carnal union is a natural thing, and that I therefore do not fast from it. Or on the weekend, since Paul writes clearly that you must abstain for the sake of prayer. You must be discerning you as lawful spouses, will make use of the days that are permitted, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and so on. You cannot make use of the other days unpunished. You will have your due punishment. You are tempted. I have no objection to that. You will struggle, just as you had to struggle. And if you did struggle, until you reach marriage, so that you may worthily receive the wedding crown, because most of us ought to burn our wedding crowns. If indeed we have them, because the crowns are given to virgins, they are not given to the dishonored. We came to marriage without honor, both the men and many of the women, and they placed crowns on us. For what reason did they crown us? For our dishonor, for our fornication, or for our adultery? These are inconsistent things in any case. Now pay attention, since I have touched on this subject, let me give an answer. God made marriage and virginity, adultery, fornication, sodomy, masturbation. These he did not make. He made marriage for the bearing of children, and he made virginity. But virginity is for only a few. One in a thousand, the rest of us do not have this gift. We cannot bear this gift, and we must take refuge in the harbor of marriage. Blessed is your wife. Blessed is your husband. You will keep the distinction of your days, and you will go forward on your road, provided, of course, that you fulfill the rule of the reasons for which you came to marriage. Because marriage, as the prayers within the marriage service state, is for the bearing of children. It is not for pleasure. The commandment is increase and multiply, not take your pleasure. We held on to the pleasure and threw away the increase and multiply. These people who, for various reasons, I don't know, often out of 100 you might examine, you will find 80 to be in the wrong 20 or 10, to be a little in the right, and 5 to be, let us say, very much in the right. In any case, most of us are outside this law. You cannot reach out your hand and take whichever woman you want without marriage, or take whichever man you want without marriage, and then say, it is a natural thing. God made the woman, he says, for the man, and therefore he can enjoy her. No, he made the woman for the man and blessed them and said, increase and multiply. So there you have it. You too choose your wife. You too choose your husband. But let God bless you in marriage and go forward to multiply. This is the correct side of the matter. Open the book of Genesis to the creation, chapter 1, verses 27 to 28, and you will find what I am telling you. And he blessed them and said, increase and multiply. He made the woman for the man and the man for the woman, but he blessed them. He did not leave them unblessed. What do the fornicators have to say? Do fornicators come together in order to multiply? What do the adulterers have to say? Do they commit adultery in order to multiply? What do the others have to say? And yet, if there were a spiritual way, to go a little deeper, we would weed out many such people, those who on the great feasts come to the church simply to exchange the season's greetings in order to receive communion, without any preparation, without any pang of conscience, without any self-examination. Today, as I was telling you the night before last as well, the justice of God is not at work. It is, as it were, at rest. But the justice of God will go into action, and then it will be too late. For this reason, while there is still room, I don't know what is going on with us, or with those who will hear these talks, because they are being recorded. I don't know what is going on, but if something is going on and it is tangled up, let them see to untangling it now. Let them not be deceived by their flesh. Let them not be fooled by this antlion, that at one moment plays the beast and at another plays dead. Because this is the flesh of man. If you are going to believe it, it plays dead for you. I will die if I don't eat oil. It plays dead for you. But the fact that it also plays the beast for you This is the antlion that the literature of the fathers speaks of. At this point, too, since I am speaking about these first human beings, I would like to tell you another detail that people should keep in mind. It concerns how a person can remain pure, a virgin, and so on. Because many people find some way to accuse the virgins precisely because they cannot reach them. The fornicatrice hates the virgin. She feels uncomfortable. She breaks out in an allergy when she hears that the other woman still keeps her integrity. She wants to drag her down to her own level because she feels reproved, reproved. You know that simple, amusing little tale where the fox came out and announced that this year the fashion is for us all to cut off our tails. You are the one accusing him, Christ will judge us out of our very own words. Read about this in the 19th chapter of Matthew, where they put to our Christ the question whether a man may dismiss his wife for any cause at all. And there you will find how the matter truly stands. He states clearly that from the beginning God made one woman and one marriage, and told people that if they wish and are able, let them not enter into marriage. But if they cannot, let them enter into marriage. Because if they do not remain pure outside marriage, they will be lost. Allow me to find it and read it to you. The Pharisees also came to him, testing him, and saying to him, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife for just any reason? May I dismiss my wife for any reason whatsoever? And he answered and said to them, have you not read that he who made them from the beginning made them male and female? He made the two, and said, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. And from this something else comes out. The married couple is one flesh. And you cannot, my good man, take the flesh of your wife and dishonor it. That flesh is not your own. Nor take the flesh of your husband and dishonor it, for it is not your own. Because, you know, today we have 80% adultery on both sides. For this cause, then a man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh, so that they are no longer two, but one flesh. What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. They say to him, why then did Moses command to give a writ of divorce and to put her away? Why, they ask, did Moses say back then, give her a paper and let her go? He says to them, because of the hardness of your hearts, Moses permitted you to put away your wives. But from the beginning, it was not so. Moses knew that they would kill the wife in order to take another. The Hebrews were hard people, and so that they would not add murder as well. He made a concession and gives the writ of divorce to avoid the murder. He only made a concession and gives the writ of divorce to avoid the murder. And I say to you, whoever puts away his wife except for fornication and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who has been put away commits adultery. His disciples say to him, if such is the case of a man with his wife, it is not good to marry. If it is so, that I can leave her whenever I want, then it is not worth it, they say, to enter into marriage at all. He answers, and he said to them, not all can receive this saying. Not everyone, he says, is able to remain continent, but only those to whom it is given. If you can keep yourself continent, never marry. For there are eunuchs who were born so from their mother's womb. There are, he says, those who are incapable from their mother's womb, who will not enter into marriage, but will remain virgins. And there are eunuchs who were made eunuchs by men, those found in the harems, who are castrated so that they may not trouble the unwedded women, so that the sultans may keep them as a monopoly. And there are eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. He who is able to receive it, let him receive it. Here is where I want you. He made himself continent. He made himself a eunuch for the kingdom of heaven. If you can do it apart from that. I do not permit you. You shall enter into marriage. And yet we pay no attention to this. And there is also something I want to tell you about those who say these are natural things, and who add something else as well, so that you too may know it. They bring forward as an argument that it does not say you shall not commit fornication, It says, you shall not commit adultery. The Decalogue says, you shall not commit adultery. It does not say, you shall not commit fornication. There is no law in the gospel, they say, that says, you shall not commit fornication. Therefore, they conclude, fornication is permitted. That is what the young men and the young women say. I urge them to open the first epistle to the Corinthians, the 6th chapter, verse 9 and following, and there they will find this. Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor the effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor the covetous, nor thieves, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. This they have not noticed. And why and how? Further down in verses 15 to 19 of the same chapter, in the 6th chapter of 1 Corinthians, they will find, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. God forbid, shall I take the members of Christ and join them to the members of the harlot? Do you not know? Do you not understand? He who is joined to a harlot is one body with her. The man who goes with the harlot becomes one body. He is one body. For the two, it says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee, therefore, from fornication. It does not say, keep your distance. It says, flee from fornication. Every sin that a man commits is outside the body, to steal, to blaspheme. But he who commits fornication sins against his own body. Do you not know that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in us, which we have from God, and that we are not our own? What are you? He says. Do you not understand these things? How then will you take this temple of God and make it a member of a harlot? And yet many such things happen, and you see a man come up to you, even with a little gold tooth, and tell you that fornication is a natural thing. It is not, my dear friend, a natural thing. Fornication. This too falls within the limits. One more thing and I am done. There are married couples who do not agree in their faith. The husband is devout. The wife is not. The wife is devout. The husband is not. Hold fast. Do not separate. Do not kick against it. Do not make a fuss. Hold fast. Because when one of the two keeps his integrity, things go well. We may perhaps have good results. I will tell you one thing. When Eve stretched out her hand, cut from the tree she ought not to have cut from, and ate, did she feel that she had become naked? She did not feel it, for if she had felt it, she would have come running to cover herself, and Adam would have realized what had happened. And why did she not feel it? Because Adam still kept his integrity. He was still pure. When Adam too took and ate, their covering of grace fell away, and the two of them went and hid, and fashioned what are today's bikinis, with fig leaves, and hid themselves. This is the interpretation that Paul gives to the Corinthians, when he says, how do you know, O husband, whether you will save your wife? And how do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband? There is an indirect sanctification. You receive Holy Communion and he too is sanctified. You hold the umbrella over him because you are one flesh. So think about it when you are about to go and become an adulteress. Think about it when you are about to become a fornicatress, to become an adulterer, and the rest of it, think about it. These are lofty things, eternal things, holy things, which a person must know in order to guard himself from the danger of the flesh, so that he may worthily approach and receive Holy Communion unto life eternal and immortal, which I wish for one another and for all. Amen.